SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. With the death count approaching 900, the Israeli military continues to search for Hamas terrorist. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says, "This is war and we will win." As the world has seen throughout the weekend, Israel under attack from terrorists, targeting innocent civilians, including women, children, and the elderly. There are hundreds of confirmed casualties, nearing 900 now, as well as the kidnappings and infiltration of southern Israeli towns by armed Hamas militants. Because the situation is so dire, on the Salem Radio Network, parent company of SRN News, nationally syndicated talk show host Mike Gallagher is partnering with the International Conference of Christians and Jews to raise emergency relief funds for Israel. Gallagher says Americans nationwide have been asking for ways in which they can help.
The images are so horrific, almost impossible to discuss. People are repulsed by what we've seen take place over the last 48 hours. I'm so confident that our audience, our fans, our supporters are going to step up and help these poor people who have been through an unspeakable act of terrorism.
Meanwhile, donations to Mike Gallagher's emergency campaign for Israeli war victims can be made at the website MikeOnline.com. That's MikeOnline.com. And a U.S. official saying today at least four American casualties from the attack. There are unconfirmed reports now indicating that Americans may also have been abducted, several people, as many as 100 people kidnapped. Meanwhile, the Pentagon is sending an aircraft carrier strike group to the Mediterranean in support. This is SRN News. America's lawmen have some questions for Pornhub.
26 state attorneys general have sent a letter to the parent company of the biggest pornography site on the internet, demanding to know more about a loophole that may be endangering children. A recent undercover video released by Sound Investigations shows a man who says he works for the company explaining how users can get around the age and consent verification process for uploading sexually explicit content. If that's happening, it's against the law. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
There are many opinions today what is ailing America, but Franklin Graham says the diagnosis is really simple. It is sin. Graham says sin not only brings death and destruction, but it horribly deceives. When a culture can no longer decide exactly what defines a man or woman, it is gravely deceived. This is SRN News. California becoming the first state to ban four chemicals from food and drinks. Here's Rhonda Rockstra.
Among the ingredients outlawed are red dye number 3, a food coloring used in candy. It's one of several laws Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom signed Saturday. He also signed into law a measure allowing legislative staffers to unionize, a move that comes after lawmakers passed several labor initiatives amid a summer of strikes by hotel workers, actors, and writers. Newsom has until October 14th to act on legislation lawmakers have sent to his desk. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
American babies and toddlers with disabilities are entitled to publicly funded therapies known as early intervention, since all U.S. states and territories accept federal funding for the program. But low pay and increasing cost of living mean that many health care providers can no longer afford to participate. More details at SRNNews.com.